This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. Let's just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and honor and glory forever and ever.
Release your glory.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Release your glory.
In Jesus' name we praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving your people. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Thank you for loving me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We bless you. We worship you. We adore you. We glorify you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Worthy are you, O Lord, to break open the seals. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive riches and honor and power and glory forever and ever. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. The Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his banquet. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
We release the river of God over this broadcast in Jesus' name. We release healing. We release miracles. We release new realms of God's glory, of God's fire, of God's presence, of God's kingdom. Last night at the prayer meeting, we got a word from God. Come up to the front if you want to become a portal between heaven and earth. If you want to receive God's power and God's anointing, and you want to become the portal that you release heaven to earth to everyone you come across. That if you come to this altar, you are willing to pay the price. You are willing to lay down your life. You are willing to throw away not your plans, but the plans that God has for you. To love not with your love, but divine love that God wants to put into you. To throw away your humanity and things of this earth and receive God's divinity in the graces of heaven.
We want to become, Lord, the new wine. We want to become the new wine. We want to drink the new wine this morning. We want to praise you, Lord, because you're worthy. We want to tell you, Lord, you're the best, Lord. You're the best, Lord, and we love you. We wave the banner of Jesus, Lord. We wave the banner of Jesus, Lord. True God and true man. Son of God and Son of Mary. Wonderful Jesus. You who take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You who take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You who are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ. With the Holy Spirit, the wonderful Holy Spirit, the glorious Holy Spirit, the powerful Holy Spirit. With the Holy Spirit, we join in praising you today, for you are worthy, O Lord. Worthy, O Lord. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power and riches and adoration forever and ever. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. We live in a spiritual world and we fight spiritual battles. You were created to be a warrior, but the weapons of warfare are praise and worship. As you praise, as you worship, as you sing in the Holy Ghost, you're releasing light into the Spirit. You're releasing God's glory into the Spirit. And this light and this glory is breaking things. It's breaking off depression. It's breaking witchcraft. It's breaking all the plans of the enemy. David worshipped. He worshipped God without shame. He was called a man after God's own heart. He took down Goliath, but his power was in his worship. His power was in his praise. I see as you praise God with us now, as you tell God you love him, he is putting the battle axe of God in your hand. The battle axe to break strongholds. The battle axe to break things in the spirit for you, for your family, for your generation. Worship with Father Tom. Receive the battle axe of the Spirit.
Blessed be his most precious blood. Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary, most holy. Blessed be her holy and immaculate conception. Blessed be her glorious assumption. Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin and Mother. Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse. Blessed be God in his angels, in his saints, and in you. Forever and ever be praised, God, in you, with you, through you, about you, around you. May God be praised today, for he is worthy. In heaven they're praising God. We're just joining them, Lord. We're joining what they're doing in heaven. We're doing the best we can, Lord. We're doing the best we can. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord.
Father's face is turning red because the glory of God is coming on him. The power of God is coming on him. The anointing of God is coming on you. God called David a man after his own heart because David worshiped the Lord. He praised God with all his might. He danced in the glory. If you're in the car, lift your hands into the glory. If you're in your house, move your feet to the glory.
In the glory is our life. In the glory is our peace. In the glory is our hope. In the glory is our love. The glory of God, the Kabod Yahweh, the heaviness of God. No more heaviness of depression, but the heaviness of God. Come upon your people, Lord. Let them hear the voice of God today. Let them know the power of God today. Let them know what you have in store for them today. You are the Lord. We honor you. You are the Lord. We praise you. You are the Lord. We adore you. You are the Lord. There's no one like you, Lord. You are worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power and adoration. Worthy is Jesus. Worthy is Jesus.
Yenana, Adonai, Adonai, Jehovah Jireh, Lord, Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider, Lord. Jehovah Jireh. We call out for you to release provision, Lord. Provide for your people whatever they need today. If they need health, give them health. If they need healing, release healing. If they need provision, give them provision. Jehovah Jireh, Lord.
You are the one who contains all truth. You are the one that contains all love. You are the one that contains everything that is good. You are the one who heals our sicknesses. You tell us, by my wounds, you have been healed. By my stripes, you have been healed. By my glory, you have been healed. Oh, Lord, we come to take these things. No longer do we claim them. We take them, Lord, because you are God, living and true. You are the eternal God, living with the Father and the Spirit from before eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
A new deposit of my glory within you. I'm going to take you into new realms of healing, of deliverance, of power. And within these realms, lift you to higher levels, higher dimensions in my spirit. For I am releasing the light of Christ within you. In the light of God, it contains all of heaven. The light of God contains my divinity, which contains all wisdom, all healing, all provision, all power, all knowledge. For God is light, and in him there is no darkness. For I am forming you into light. I am filling every void in your soul with the light of Christ. I am filling every darkness in your soul, and I am illuminating it with my light. For the light of the world came into the world, and the darkness could not stand it. For the light of Christ is coming into you now to overcome all darkness. We're watching Tessa dance with the Jesus flags now. She is moving with the angels. Father, we thank you for the angels on assignment being released to everyone listening to this broadcast. The angels of assignment being released to you now. They need the angels of glory, release those angels of glory. Angels of deliverance, release it. Angels of healing, we release the healing. In the glory of God, no dis-ease can stay. There's an ease in the spirit. In the glory of God, fear needs to leave. Shame needs to leave. Depression needs to leave. In the glory of God, heaven is released and nothing can stay in heaven. Heaviness is leaving you now. Fear is leaving you now because the perfect love of God drives out all fear. If you fear, you have not been perfected in love, because fear has to do with punishment. But Jesus, he took the punishment for you and for me. He paid the price so that you could live in the glory and the freedom of God.
Jesus took the rap. He took the rap. He took the rap. He is holy. He is worthy. He is all for God the Father. Oh, lead us to the Father. Lead us to the Father. Lead us to the Father. Lead us to do his will. Lead us to do his will on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, God, how much we need heaven. We need heaven, Lord, more than anything else, Lord, more than healing, more than praise. We need heaven. We need heaven. Let heaven come upon your people, Lord, for you are great and awesome. You are wonderful and holy. There is no one like you, O God. You are wonderful and holy. There's no one like you, O God. You came to bring us light. You came to bring us sight. You came to bring us right. All these things, Lord, you came to bring us. We just want to take them today, Lord. We want to take them today, Lord, because they're a gift for us today, Lord. For us today, Lord. If we don't take them, someone else will. It's as easy as that. If we don't take them, someone else will. It's as easy as that. It's as easy as that. We want to take what you have given us, Lord. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of honor. You are worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Oh, my heavens, receive the praise of my people. Oh, heavens, my heavens, receive the praise of my people. For my people praise me on earth, and I have been praised in heaven. Today you join the praises of heaven. Today you join the praises of heaven. Today you join the praises of heaven. You are not praising alone, but all those in heaven are worshiping me. They are giving me glory, and you are joining them. You are joining them. You are not alone. There are four people in this little room, but there are multitudes, 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 multitudes. Oh, yes, multitudes of people praising God, for we are with the angels and saints, the multitudes. We are not four here. We are more than we could count, Lord, because there are multitudes, multitudes, multitudes.
For I came to establish a kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. For your body is on earth, but your spirit is sitting in heavenly places with me, Christ Jesus. And as you praise and as you worship, you are praising from heaven down. You are releasing heaven upon earth. You are releasing the kingdom of God. For I see the Lord taking you up, up in the way in the spirit, into new realms of God's glory, into new realms of freedom. Right now, you're going in the spirit into the clouds, above the clouds, into the solar system, and into the heavenly realms where you are seated with Christ Jesus at the right hand of the Father. And God has given you all authority, all dominion. You are a portal between heaven and earth. Your body is being healed. Your soul is being healed. Your spirit is being revitalized right now. Jesus says, I am giving you my sight. Because if your spiritual sight is correct, your whole life will be blessed. If your spiritual sight is correct, your whole life will be blessed. If you see as I see, and know as I know, and think as I think, then your whole life will be blessed. There is knowledge, knowing earthly facts. There is understanding, know how these facts are applicable on this earth. But then there is wisdom. Wisdom is seeing how God sees, knowing how God knows. In the beginning of wisdom is fear of the Lord. As you begin to fear me, not be afraid of me, but to love me with all of your heart, I release my wisdom of Christ upon you. You begin to see as I see. Your spiritual sight becomes correct, and your whole life is blessed. For the book of Psalms says, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers him. For I came to deliver you of fear, of shame, of doubt, of everything of this earth. I delivered you so I could release heaven into you. Last night, God released the fire and the light of God. And I said, Lord, why the fire and the light? He said, the fire to burn out all of the junk. And then the light to fill you with all of my divinity in all of heaven.
All of heaven. Do not listen to the evil one any longer. Do not listen to him and say, you do not speak in tongues. Do not listen to him that you are not going to be healed. Do not listen to him because I have in store for you wonders, wonders, wonders. I have in store for you wonders of heaven. I have in store for you a greater gift than you could ever imagine. Oh, I remember the word that Jesus gave us at Holy Rosary. That word was, I am going to pour out my spirit in ways that I never have poured out my spirit.
Oh!
I am going to pour out my love in ways that I've never poured out my love. Be receivers of my spirit. Be receivers of my love. Know today that it was for you that I came. It was for you that I preached. It was for you that I suffered. It was for you that I died. It was for you that I rose from the dead. It was for you that I sent the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, on the cross, I was thinking of you. I saw your face. I saw your face. I saw all the things that were hurting you. And I said, let it be finished. Let it be finished. Let it be finished. And the word of God is, it is finished. It is finished. It is finished. I remember being at E.I. Osborne's church 100 years ago, and the Lord kept on saying, it's finished. And I kept on saying, when I leave here, it'll be finished. He said, no, now, 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 it is finished.
When does God want to heal you, Father?
God wants to heal your heart. God wants to heal your heart now. It's all about now, what God wants to do. What these things are doing, no one could do. What my praise is doing, no words could do. Oh, yes, I want you to hear the word of God. But today is the word of God, is praise. The way in the word of God is adoration. The way in the word of God is worship. Oh, yes, that's what I have for you today. That's what I have for you today. Let not your hearts be troubled. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. Were it not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? In reality, I have gone, and I am taking a place for you. I am preparing a place for you because I love you. Because I want you to be with me, not only now, but in all eternity. I want you to be with me. Do not listen to the lies of the evil one. Do not listen to him any longer, that it's not for you, that it's for everybody else, but not for you. Those are the lies from hell, and you must dismiss them. You must dismiss them. You are the only one that can dismiss them. Today we come in adoration, in praise, in glory to the Father who is worthy of all worship. Glory to the Father who is worthy of all worship. Glory to the Son who is worthy of all worship. We come today with the angels, with the saints in heaven. We are joining heaven. Heaven is joining us. We are with God. God is with us. We are in Christ. Christ is in us. He is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. He is everything.
Release healing, Father.
Healing is being released in your mind, in your broken heart. I know your broken heart, and I am making that heart healed. I know your broken heart, and I am making that heart healed. Let me do it for you today. Turn away from it all. Forgive those who have forgive those who have broken your heart. Forgive them now. I forgive them in Jesus' name. I forgive them now because God, that's what you asked me to do. I forgive them now because that's what you ask me to do. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Healing is coming upon God's people. Healing is coming upon God's people now because he loves you. You don't have to try to get it. It's being poured out upon you. Open your hands and receive it. Open your hands and receive it. It is being poured out upon you today. Today, today, not tomorrow, not next week, but today, I pour out my love upon you because I love you. I think you're the best. I think you're the greatest. in Christ, in Christ, in Christ.
I have chosen today to pour out my fire upon you. If you have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with fire, just lift your hands into the glory. The Lord says you are worthy of it all because of what my Son did on the cross. Jesus released the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the impartation of fire. I speak the fire of God to fall on you now. Baptize him in the fire, Lord. Rabba ketobo, raseba. I break every spirit of witchcraft in Jesus' name. I command every wound in the soul to be healed. I command a release of the river of God on your life. The baptism of the Holy Spirit with fire.
Fire, love, power, intimacy. These are the things that I have in you. These are the things that I have for you. These are the things. Receive them in faith. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.